When price is no object, everything is different, like the new super luxury cars coming soon to an exclusive dealership possibly near you. The vehicles, like the Mercedes Maybach that sells for $150,000 and up, clearly are not for everyone. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com, says these cars are marketed to buyers who have to keep up appearances.
These are cars you can get platinum switches, marble bars, two plasma LCD DVD screens. I mean, this is the type of realm where anything you want, you can get.
$150,000 plus?
Well, $150,000 gets you into the ultra-luxury market, but you know, you're sort of a poseur at that price. I mean, when you're really talking about this premium, you're talking about cars that are $300,000-$400,000 plus. Bugatti's going to be bringing out one at close to $1 million.
That's not a car, that's a house.
That's a mansion. But the good part is it also has 1,001 horsepower, so it is a very fast mansion.
And you have all the appointments in there that I would hope you'd have in a house.
Oh, yeah. The latest round of ultra luxury is designed to really take things to the extreme. The Maybach, the new model, is designed basically to be the ultimate car. The M62 is about 20 feet nose to tail. It's actually longer than the much maligned Ford Excursion.
And with the size of these things, they're going to have trouble turning some of these streets.
Actually, when the Maybach was introduced in New York earlier this year, they couldn't turn it to get into the building, so they had to spend about 5 minutes backing it up and pulling it forward. So it took them quite a while to be able to get it into the press conference.
So it is helping the automakers out in their bottom line.
Can I get back to you on that? To be honest with you, I don't expect that most of the car makers are really looking to make money on this. This is about minds bigger, minds better. There's a real showdown among the German makers in particular. It's hard to believe, but VW has more luxury brands under its belt than any other maker in the world. It owns Lamborghini, Bugatti, Audi, Bentley, and of course there's Mercedes, which thinks that a Mercedes is just too plebeian these days, so it had to come up with Maybach. BMW wasn't convinced that BMW was big enough, so it went out and bought Rolls-Royce.
So where are they selling these? Kuwait?
The biggest market for this will still be the United States. There is one unnamed Arab sheikh who has just bought 35 Maybachs. There's a lot of people with a lot of money out there, and they don't see this as basic transportation because the fact is the people who buy these typically have anywhere from 7 to 10 cars in their driveway already. So Interestingly enough, Maybach is saying that a good portion of their buyers can't choose whether they want the chauffeur model or they want to be able to drive it themselves, so they're buying both of them.
I know, decisions. But who besides plastic surgeons is buying these?
A lot of these are entrepreneurs and other folks with obscene amounts of money. And we're not talking about an awful lot of vehicles. The ultra-luxury market sold only 7,000 vehicles last year. And that's the question. Are there enough people to absorb all this with a downturn in the economy? Because within a couple of years, the industry wants to grow from 7,000 sales of $150,000 cars or up to almost 20,000. And the question is, where are all these people coming from?
Paul Eisenstein publishes the internet magazine, TheCarConnection.com.